On a rainy afternoon in early April 2021, the Kathy G was parked on a concrete pad between a vegetable garden and the house of Corporal Peter Westra, an officer with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP. Beads of water clung to the hull and small pilot house of the 23-foot aluminum boat. It had a short mast and boom that looked like a miniature crane. A 6-foot-long steel torpedo was fastened to the bow. The boat, and the motorhome parked nearby, belonged to Jean and Sandy Ralston, a married couple in their mid-70s from a rural area outside of Boise, Idaho. They used a particular type of sonar to search lakes and rivers throughout Canada and the United States for the bodies of people who had drowned. They were self-taught, but they were among the best underwater search and recovery specialists in the world. As of 2.5 weeks before, they'd found 124 corpses. Most of those people would still be missing if not for the Ralstons, who were the option of last resort. They would get the call to help only after the local and official resources were exhausted, and they offered their boat and expertise on a volunteer basis, charging only expenses, basically gas money and whatever it cost to park their motorhome. The going commercial rate for this type of equipment and expertise varied, but $4,000 a day was considered reasonable. I drove 600 miles up and over two mountain ranges to join Jean and Sandy in Maple Ridge, British Columbia, a small city not far east of Vancouver and Canada's Pacific coastline. The local police, known as the Ridge Meadows RCMP, had asked them to help on two searches. The RCMP is a federal policing agency in Canada that also provides regional and municipal services on a contract basis. The Ridge Meadows detachment had 112 officers and about 50 civilian staff at the time. One search was for a 37-year-old man who had drowned in Alouette Lake the past October. The other was for a small plane and two pilots that had crashed into a river about a year before. The Ralstons had also committed to a third search, this one in a lake about a 3-hour drive east of Maple Ridge for a young man from Wyoming. And then, if they had time, Corporal Westra, the missing persons coordinator with the local RCMP, had told them about four other cold cases involving people presumed to have drowned in Alouette Lake that he would like to get solved once and for all. One of those incidents happened in the summer of 1974. Two friends were out fishing when a wave rolled over the back of the boat and it sank. The men swam for shore. One was rescued by a passing boat. The other drowned. Police, family, and volunteers searched the shorelines. The family hired scuba divers, but Alouette was more than 500 feet deep in places, way beyond the capability of all but the most advanced divers. Searchers had tried to recover the body of the young man by dragging metal hooks across the lake bottom. For most of human history, deep lakes have not relinquished their dead. In warm, shallow water, decomposition goes fast and creates gases that can surface a corpse within 2 to 3 days. Cold temperatures dramatically slow the natural process of decay. People who drown in water that is 100 or more feet deep may never surface. The weight of the water traps the body on the bottom. The oldest corpse that the Ralstons have found was missing for 29 years. The man had been wearing heavy, durable clothing when he drowned, which helped to keep his body intact. The sonar image shows the body lying on its back on an otherwise smooth lake bottom at a depth of 570 feet. It's one of the sharpest outlines of a body that Jean and Sandy ever recorded. The Ralston search gear, known as side-scan sonar, uses sound instead of light to create a picture of the bottom of a lake, river, or ocean. The transducer, the device that generates the sound pulses and records their echoes, is housed in a torpedo-shaped casing called a towfish, which is pulled behind the boat and close to the bottom. The Ralston's towfish was custom-made so they could plumb the deepest lakes on the continent. It weighs 150 pounds. They have enough cable on board to search down to 1,000 feet. Reading a sonar image involves deciphering the shadows that different objects cast on the bottom. The sound generated by the sonar reflects off the contours of solid objects, rocks, logs, bodies, sunken treasure.